Well, this week it's going to get bad, so said the U.S. Surgeon General on NBC's Today Show today, and states are bracing. While New York is being called the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak, neighboring New Jersey has seen spillover and homegrown cases and is now among the top states in number of people infected. And over the weekend, the state's governor, Phil Murphy, ordered New Jersey's 9 million residents to stay home except for food, medicine or medical attention, outside exercise, or to visit family or close friends. Then in a conference call with media, Murphy said he was really damned unhappy to hear people weren't following his order. So, Governor Murphy, what are you going to do? Will police pull people over or ask where they're going, break up basketball games?
Sadly, unfortunately, yes. We have to enforce this. The good news is, Robin, and I should say this, most people get it. But there are still some, and many of them are young, actually, who just see this still as an abstract threat, and they just feel like they're above it. Number one, the data shows actually they could get sick.
Right.
But more likely, they unwittingly can carry the virus and infect someone with in a more compromised demographic, an older person. So we're just saying, everybody, stay home, and we will use enforcement. We are using it, and we're going to be more aggressive in using it. We have no choice.
Well, what does more aggressive look like? Tickets? Jail time? I mean, what?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be some scale of penalties.
Huh.
I'm actually with the Attorney General today. Going over this very topic, and it'll be some scale. I spoke to law enforcement chiefs on Friday up and down the state to thank them, first of all, because they're putting themselves in harm's way,
mm-hmm.
but also to say we mean it as it relates to enforcement.
Governor, I got to ask you, didn't people sit up straight there in New Jersey when this terrible story came out of your state of the Fusco family? The matriarch, 73, died. Three of her adult children died. She had 11 children total, some still in intensive care, and people think that all they did was have a dinner together. I mean, didn't that make people sit up?
Yeah, it did. I mean, if you compare 2 or 3 weeks ago, we're in a different place in terms of public awareness, and part of that's due to tragedy. As of Sunday, we had 1,914 cases. We have 20 fatalities, a handful in the Fusco family, as you rightfully point out. Sadly, that certainly did. All of those positives and tragically the fatalities have certainly gotten people's attention without question.
Yeah. What do you want the federal government to do? President Trump had another task force press conference yesterday. He had said he wouldn't use the Defense Production Act. Now, to remind people, this would authorize companies to build things that the government needs. It came out of the Korean War, has worked very effectively in the past. He has invoked it, meaning he's mentioned it, but he hasn't triggered it. Juliet Kayyem, the security analyst, said today, in her mind, it's as if he plugged in the microwave, but he hasn't turned it on yet. Now, the president said the U.S. doesn't nationalize industries, and he pointed to Venezuela, which took over industry. Now, the president's critics say that's not how this would work. Companies would be asked to make things, and the government would assure them that somebody, maybe even the government, will buy it. What would you want from the president, and what's your view of what the Defense Production Act would do?
I'll tell you what we need. We need personal protective equipment. We are way short of what we will need. We have a big ask into the federal government. They have given us some, but it was a fraction of what we asked and what we need. So that's number one. Number two, with respect to the president, we never have been and never will be Venezuela. But listen, the president's got more information before him than I have. But if I were in his shoes and I had the opportunity to activate a corporate manufacturing strategy, which would alleviate the PPE crisis that we have, that's a lever that I would pull, certainly.
Okay. And by the way, we're hearing that a lot of the medical shows that come out of Hollywood, Grey's Anatomy, for instance, which have been shut down, are sending their real things like masks and protective gear to places. I'm assuming you'd take some.
Oh, my Lord, we'd take anything we get.
Would you ever think of shutting down travel between New York and New Jersey?
Listen, I mean, I have to say that all options have to be on the table, but the travel right now has got to be essential. I mean, we've basically said to people, stay home. So the traffic across the Hudson is down dramatically. I think NJ Transit ridership is down 88 or 90%. So there's a lot less of it. But we have to leave all options on the table.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, thank you and best to you.
Thank you, Robin. Likewise.